Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that in the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The particular examination. We need to struggle daily to be faithful to our Lord. The particular examination of conscience. Many of our Lord's followers became argumentative or were scandalized when he promised the Eucharist in the synagogue at Capernaum. At the announcement of something so wonderful, a large number of his followers left him. St. John says in the Gospel of today's Mass, "After this, many of his disciples drew back and no longer went about with him." Seeing his wonderful self-giving to men in Eucharistic communion, their reply was to turn their backs on him. It was not the crowd as such, but his own disciples who abandoned him. The 12 remained faithful to their Master and Lord. They perhaps had not understood much about our Lord's promise. However, they remained by his side. Why did they remain? Why were they loyal at that moment of disloyalty? It was because they were his friends, because through living with him day after day, they had come to understand that he had words of eternal life, because they loved him deeply. "Lord, to whom shall we go?" is Peter's reply to Jesus' query as to whether they too were leaving. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." We Christians live in a privileged time for giving testimony to faithfulness, a virtue at times undervalued. We can frequently see infidelity in marriage, promises dishonored, betrayal of the doctrine and person of Christ. The apostles show us that this virtue is founded on love. They are faithful because they love Christ. It is love which induces them to remain in the midst of defections. Only one of them will betray him later, because he stopped loving. That is why Pope John Paul II gives this advice to all. Make a particular effort to seek Jesus and attain a deep personal faith which influences and directs your whole life. But above all, may your commitments and plans consist in loving Jesus with a sincere, genuine, and personal love. He should be your friend and your support along the way of life. He alone has the words of eternal life. Nobody but he. As long as we live in this world, our life is a constant struggle between love for Christ or giving into lukewarmness, to our passions, or to comfort-seeking, which destroys love. Faithfulness to Christ is forged each day by struggling against whatever separates us from him and by an effort to make progress in virtue. Then we will be faithful both when times are good and when they are difficult, when it seems few remain by our Lord's side. To remain steadfastly faithful to our Lord, we must always struggle cheerfully, even though the battles may be small ones. The particular examination of conscience is one of the ways we have of getting closer to God, of loving him in an even greater way. It helps us to struggle effectively against the defects and obstacles separating us from Christ and from our fellow men. And it makes it easier for us to acquire virtues and habits which will smooth away any roughness in our relationship with Jesus. The particular examination specifies the target for our interior life and helps us to rise with the help of God's grace to a definitive and particular altitude on the mountain of holiness, or to repulse an enemy who, though perhaps small, is well-armed and causes widespread damage and setbacks. The general examination implies defense, the particular, attack. The first is your armor, the second, your sword. Today, as we say to our Lord that we want to be faithful to him, we should ask ourselves in his presence, are my desires to grow in love really all that great? Do I turn these desires to struggle into something which can be target of my particular examination? Am I docile to the indications I receive in spiritual guidance? The aim and content of the particular examination. We become aware of the basic motivations of our actions through the general examination. With the particular examination, we seek the effective remedies for combating particular defects or for progressing in virtue. This repeated and brief examination throughout the day at fixed times has a precise aim. Your particular examination should be directed toward the acquisition of a definite virtue or the rooting out of your dominant defect. At times, this examination has the purpose of defeating the Goliath of dominant passion. The most evident of our defects, which does most harm to our relationship with our Lord and to charity with those around us. When someone is particularly hampered by a defect, he should take up arms against this enemy alone and try to combat it before all else, because as long as we have not achieved victory over it, we will have lost the fruits of victory over everything else. This is why self-knowledge is so important, and why we should make ourselves known in spiritual guidance, where we normally set the topic of this examination. As we don't all have the same defects, each one has necessarily to wage his battle with an eye to the specific nature of the attack. The following could be matter for the particular examination. presence of God at work, in family life, while walking along the street, being more alert in discovering the presence of tabernacles and greeting our Lord with an aspiration, perhaps even though we cannot visit him at the moment. Care for punctuality right from the time of getting up in the morning on starting the prayer at Holy Mass. Having patience with others, with the defects of our fellow co-workers or in the family. Rooting out any tendency to gossip and trying to see that nobody gossips in our company. Brusqueness in dealing with others, indifference to our neighbor's needs, developing the virtue of being thankful so that we can express gratitude even for small favors and services in our daily life. Being more ordered in our use of time, with our books and work materials, our relationship with our guardian angel. One topic for particular examination that can leave a deep impression on our soul if we work at it will be to attend Mass and receive Holy Communion with greater love. Even though in some instances the object of the particular exam might appear to be negative, opposition to a particular evil, the best mode of combat is to practice the virtue contrary to the defect we are trying to uproot. Practicing humility, for example, by overcoming the tendency to be the center of everything, or to wish to always be receiving praise and acknowledgement. Again, we can practice serenity in order to avoid hastiness. In this way, interior struggle becomes more effective and attractive. The tendency of the souls towards good is greater than that towards the avoidance of evil. When deciding on the subject of our particular examination, we should ask our Lord for light to know what he wants us to struggle in. We can say to him like the blind man in Jericho, "Lord, let me see," and ask help through spiritual guidance. Constancy in struggle, faithfulness in difficult moments is the result of daily attention to small things. Each person has to work out the details of his or her own examination. Some people, because of their character or temperament, have to be especially specific and keep careful track of progress because of their tendency to vagueness and generalities. For others, this may only create problems where there shouldn't be any. We can be helped in spiritual guidance if we let ourselves be known. It shouldn't surprise us if it takes some time to attain the proposed objective in our struggle. If our target is well chosen, normally it will be a fairly deep-rooted defect which requires a patient struggle, beginning again and again without getting discouraged. In beginning again with God's help, we strengthen the foundation of our humility. Fortitude, constancy, and humility are needed to keep the particular examination alive. Love, always resourceful, will find a way of making our daily struggle seem new, because through it, rather than self-mastery, we are seeking to love our Lord, removing every barrier which causes a difficulty in the growth of our friendship with him and therefore separates us from others. Love gives us an opportunity to make many acts of contrition for failures and acts of thanksgiving for the successes we manage to achieve. A daily struggle in a given particular examination is the best remedy for lukewarmness and softness. What a wonderful thing it would be if our guardian angel could testify at the end of our life that we struggled each day, even though we weren't always victorious. We must convince ourselves that the worst enemy of a rock is not a pickaxe or any other such implement, no matter how sharp it is. No, its worst enemy is the constant flow of water, which drop by drop enters the crevices until it ruins the rock's structure. The greatest danger for a Christian is to underestimate the importance of fighting skirmishes, which can little by little leave him soft and weak. As we finish our prayer, we say to our Lord, like Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Without you, we have no way, no truth, and no life." It is a beautiful aspiration to repeat often, but especially at the moment of struggle. We ask Our Lady, Virgin Most Faithful, to help us to be faithful, trying to remove daily the very definite obstacles that separate us from her Son. Today's reading comes from In Conversation with God, Volume 2, Third Week of Easter, Saturday.